On Center College Week, why is more money than before going into lobbying in politics? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ravi Radhakrishnan, associate professor of economics and business, says it's a pressing issue.
In economics, rent-seeking activities are defined broadly as activities where organizations seek to gain economic benefits over and above their contribution to production. A good example of a rent-seeking activity is lobbying, where firms attempt to influence the government in order to achieve goals like a lower tax or more favorable allocation of resources. In the United States, lobbying expenditure by firms doubled between 1998 and 2019, and research has shown that it has been a highly lucrative activity for the firms. My research develops a conceptual framework to help understand the implications of lobbying and other forms of rent-seeking activities on the allocation of resources within an economy. The basic idea behind the framework is that when firms or sectors compete via lobbying to gain access to resources within an economy, the sectors that are relatively better at lobbying end up with a greater share of the resources compared to the most economically efficient allocation. The greater share of resources allow these firms to produce more output, but more importantly, also achieve increased productive efficiency through the process of learning by doing. The increased productivity allows these firms to devote even more resources to lobbying, which in turn leads to even more allocation of resources to them, and the cycle continues. Therefore, over time, we would find that sectors or firms in the economy that have an initial advantage in lobbying keep growing in size, while those who do not possess this advantage may shrink. This framework can help us understand why overall lobbying expenses in the U.S. have increased significantly over time. Further, it can also provide a plausible explanation for how public funds are allocated between sectors and how some sectors grow at the expense of others.
That was Ravi Radhakrishnan of Center College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.